This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
It doesn't make sense, though, in matters of absolute truth or morality, for a person to say he or she can believe what he or she would like to. It's not reasonable to say a person can believe what he or she personally thinks is good. For instance, a person may believe that physically harming other people at random will is okay, whereas most others would say it's not okay. But if we ascribe to the logic that everyone can believe what is okay for them, then how can we correct the person who thinks that physically hurting others at random is okay? Even if the majority thinks that physically hurting others is not okay, why does the majority's view undercut the beliefs of the one who thinks it's okay? We see here pretty easily, then, that this kind of thinking, this logic, isn't really logical at all. It's not logical to say that whatever a person wants to believe, it is okay for him or her to believe it. This kind of thinking might appear to be wise on the surface, but really it isn't well thought out when it is broken down and analyzed.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.